This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 453 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. September corn, 448 and a quarter, up 4. December corn, 452, up 4.5. July soybeans, 1415 and 3/4, down 5. August soybeans, 1361 and a half, down 7.5. September soybeans, 1263 and a half, up 0.5. July wheat, 585 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. September wheat, 593 and a quarter, down 9 1/4. December wheat, 615 and 3/4, down 8. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Excess moisture in the northern corn belt strengthened corn. Technical trading pushed beans lower. Wheat values were cut by good reports from wheat growing areas around the world. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 higher at 433 to 459. Soybean bids were down 5 cents at 1393 to 1417. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 higher at 434 to 457. Soybean bids were down 5 cents at 1408 to 1436. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to one lower at 447 to 466. Soybean bids were down 2 to 7 cents at 1411 to 1437. Wheat bids were 9 cents lower at 555 to 573. Illinois soybean processor cash corn bids were down 1 to 8 cents at 1437 to 1467. Basis was unchanged to 7 higher at 75 to 105 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $471.20 to $499.20, up $8, with basis unchanged at 12 to 14 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids 3 cents higher at $456 to $471. Basis was unchanged at 3 to 18 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their produced corn bids 2 to 3 higher at $460 to $466. Basis was unchanged to 1 lower at 7 to 13 over the July. Soybeans closed down 2 to 5 at 1422 to 1427, with basis unchanged to 3 higher at 6 to 11 over the July. Wheat prices were down 9 to 10 at 568 to 576, with basis down 1 to 2 at 9 to 17 over the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 485 to 487. Elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 to 4 cents, with quotations at 1446 to 1447. Soft wheat closed 6 to 7 lower at $6 to 607. Milo ended the day 2 to 3 higher at 466 to 479. Contract bids for producers for new crop delivery. In the northern part of the state, corn at 414 to 427. Beans for new crop delivery, 1192 to 1216. In the central part of the state, corn for new crop delivery at 419 to 432. Beans, new crop delivery at 1199 to 1212. And in the southern part of the state, corn for new crop delivery at 417 to 434. Soybeans, new crop delivery at $12 to $12.21. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, $147.55, down 45 cents. August live cattle, $146.32, down $1.15. October live cattle, $149.15, down 22 cents. August feeder cattle, $206.87, down 67 cents. September feeder cattle, $208.17, down 40 cents. October feeder cattle, $208.32, down 35 cents. July lean hogs, $127.82, down 22 cents. August lean hogs, $129.15, down 60 cents. October lean hogs, $109.72, down 5 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 20th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $2.78 higher in a range of 112 to 126, the weighted average carcass price of 121.22. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 66 to 69, 4 to 5 weight at 70 to 74, 5 to 6 weight at 73 to 77, and over 600 pounds, 75 to 80. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 79 to 85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 14,447. Walnut Livestock Auction Report for Thursday, June 19th, had receipts of 277. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holsteins traded steady to a dollar lower, and slaughter cows sold 3 to 4 higher. Slaughter bulls sold 5 to 10 higher. Steers choice of 149 to 152. Steers select and choice 147.50. Holstein steers choice at 135.50 to 140.50. Heifers choice at 148 to 150. Heifers select and choice at 142.50 to 147. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 111 to 121. High dressing at 125 and low dressing at 108. Breakers average dressing at 108 to 112. Low dressing at 94. Boners average dressing at 105 to 111. High dressing at 115 to 117 and low dressing at 85 to 95. Leans average dressing at 89 to 92, high dressing at 107 to 115, low dressing at 45 to 65. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 118 to 125. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 148.50 to 150. On a dress basis, they traded at 235 to 240. Heifers on a dress basis traded at 235 to 238. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 204 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 127.48, which was 62 cents lower. In the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses are $240.89, which is 43 cents higher. Select carcasses $233.37, which is 28 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 116,000 compared to 113,000 last week and 123,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 356,000 compared to 299,000 last week and 392,000 one year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.63. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.68. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.54. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.59. June and July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.16. June and July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.05. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.66. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.63. Corn at Scottville is $4.54. Beans at Greenfield are $14.16. Beans at Scottville are $14.05. And wheat at Scottville is $5.66. Norman Berlog's successor as head of the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center in Mexico, Sanjay Raharam, has been announced as the World Food Prize laureate for 2014, according to DTN. The World Food Prize says Raharam implemented a major expansion of Berlog's ingenious shuttle breeding approach in countries beyond Mexico that helped plants adapt to different climate and soil conditions, provided superior grain quality, and increased resistance to diseases and pests. Raharam's research is credited for helping increase wheat production by more than 200 million tons. Raharam will be honored October 15th through the 17th in Des Moines, Iowa, at the annual Norman Berlog World Food Prize Dialogue. Anyone attached to FFA kids can probably safely say that they're proud of them, but few people are more proud than the teachers of these FFA students. I spoke with Rick Spencer from Gillespie about the successes his FFA students have had in the recent months.
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to these kids. I've had a lot of successful kids over the years, but I came in just for the fact that these kids have been special and I've lost some to graduation, and I wanted to make sure I give credit where credit's due. I know every ag department, every ag teacher can brag about kids, and I urge them to do that, and I urge them to recognize them either on the radio or newspaper to get the word out about agriculture and the successes of kids in FFA. But my senior kids this year that have been exceptional, I'm going to start with Stephanie Hartke. Stephanie Hartke was on the second place state ag mechanics team this year. She was a second place electrician at the state ag mechanics contest, and she was also on the fourth place state horticulture judging team and did very well there. She's planning on going to Illinois State University to major in agribusiness, and her ultimate goal is to become a farm broadcaster. So she's looking forward to that. Shelby Hine, another senior that was very successful, got her state degree this year at the state FFA convention. Her plans are to go to Northland College in Wisconsin to major in agriculture. She's been very instrumental, along with Stephanie, the last couple of years, being my president and vice presidents, Stephanie and Shelby, of getting all the programs done for our chapter. And Shelby was on the state horticulture team that placed fourth, and Shelby also placed first in the district horticulture judging team with her flower arrangement. So we not only won the section, but they won the district down at Carbondale and then placed fourth in the state in the horticulture. So Stephanie Shelby had a big part of that as being the seniors. Lane Kanoki, who's also a senior, he graduated, was also on that horticulture judging team that was very successful. Also on that state horticulture judging team was Marissa Hartke. She's only a sophomore. And also Nicole Miller, who's a junior. And Nicole, I'll just mention Nicole because she's going to be a senior this coming up year, and she's going to be my president. And she's looking forward to that. And I'm looking for big things out of her. She is very active in section contests and activities. And her goal is to get her state degree next year and hopefully get, she's planning to get Star Farmer Award. So she's very active in FFA. My other seniors that I'd like to mention, Aaron Carlock, Tyler Whitfield, Kyle Reed, Jerry Kreitz, they've all participated in a lot of different activities. So I also want to mention with Kyle Reed, Kyle has been very active the last 4 years. He was on the second place state ag mechanics team as my tractor mechanic, and he placed sixth overall. And Kyle has a unique opportunity here. He got accepted down at Truck Center in Troy. They want to bypass him going to Lincoln Tech, and he's going to save all that money, and they're going to train him to be a truck technician. And so that's like a $30,000 opportunity for him, and he's excited about it. I'm excited for him. So that's a great opportunity for Kyle. Also, Jerry Kreitz, who's a senior of mine, I wanted to mention him. He placed first in the state ag mechanics welding area, placed fifth in the Midwest Technical Institute Flight A competition, which was a very tough competition. He had a chance to overhead TIG weld, had to take pipe, which is very difficult to do. So Jerry's been very successful this year with his welding, and he's planning on going to Lewis and Clark to be a state policeman, but he also wants to minor in welding. So I'm also going to mention Nathan Dickinson. Nathan placed first in the Midwest Technical Institute welding competition in Flight B, which is basically overhead E7018 welding. He also won an $18,000 tuition waiver through MTI through a competition. Nathan is very talented, and I look, all these kids that I've been mentioning and talking about are going to be an asset to every industry that they go into, whether it's agriculture, welding, whatever it may be. So I'm going to go back to the horticulture competition because I didn't mention everybody there. I mentioned Stephanie and Shelby was on the team, and Nicole Miller and Lane Kanoki, and then also Marissa Hartke is a big part of that. But also on the second place state ag mechanics team, I mentioned Jerry Kreitz placing first in welding, Stephanie Hartke placing second in electricity. Jacob Alipra, who's only a junior, placed third overall in the carpentry at state competition, which is a great opportunity for him to come back next year, and he's looking forward to he wants to get first. And of course, rounding out that second place ag mechanics team was Nicole Miller was fifth in surveying at state, and then Kyle Reed was sixth in tractor power. So I also want to mention that Nicole Miller and Stephanie Harkey and Marissa Harkey were all three in the state band this year at the state FFA convention. So they were excited about that, and unfortunately are not going to get the opportunity to go to national state band, but they were excited to be in our national band, but state band.
That sounds great. So I assume a few of your kids went down to the state convention, and did they enjoy themselves there?
They had a great time. Stephanie and Nicole and Marissa had a chance to stay there all 3 days. Of course, they had to practice quite a bit with the band. The band sounded great, and I was very impressed that first day because they bring them together on that Tuesday. They have to practice that morning, and then that afternoon, they jump right into the fire, and they're playing as a group. And I thought they sounded really well. The band director does a super job, but the kids really had a good time. They get a chance to meet new kids and play together, of course.
And just talking about all of these competitions and how for many of these or a few of these kids, it's going to lead to a job or led them right into their next step in life. I think it's really important that everybody notices that these competitions can really take the kids very far, especially I think it was Kyle you said is going to be surpassing having to pay for college and go straight into the workforce. That is a fabulous opportunity if people can do that nowadays with the cost of college.
Oh, that's for sure. As a parent myself, I think that would be an awesome opportunity. And Kyle has a great work ethic, and he'll do a good job out there. And that's the thing. One of the things I try to press upon kids is to have a good work ethic. And I, you know, not every student or every individual wants to go to college, and I encourage every student to go to college. But if you don't go to college, at least go to a trade school and specialize in something like Midwest Technical Institute in Springfield. They not only have welding, they have HVAC with heating and cooling. They have a massage therapy. They have dental assisting. You know, and it's an opportunity not only for guys but for the girls to go there and get, you know, specialized in a 9 or 10 month program and then be out and specialize in an area. You got Rankin Technical College down in St. Louis. I've had students go down there and they get in and out of there in 2 years, and they're out making more money than the students that are still in college for 4 or 5 years. So yeah, there's great opportunities, and like I said, some of these kids will definitely be assets into the ag industry.
Sometimes it's much more worthwhile, instead of taking out all of these loans, to go get a degree, to go to a trade school and do something that's really valuable and needed in communities.
Well, it's unbelievable what college costs today. I was checking out, I won't mention the colleges, but you're talking $20,000, $30,000 a year to go to some of these colleges. And by the time you're out, you're paying, you're in a hole $100,000+. And, you know, granted, they'll give you 6 months or so. Once you get a job, you can start paying that back. But with a trade school, for example, you can start earning money pretty quick. And with welding, for example, I know some of the kids have gotten out making $20, $30. I was just up at MTI the other day for a workshop, and Mike Casper mentioned that there was one student started welding at $24 an hour, and they were getting $100 a day per diem. And that's, you know, that's awesome for a 21-year-old young man. I think the one he was talking about, he was 19. So that's a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's a fabulous deal. And even for those who are going to be going to four-year colleges, opportunities like this can lead to scholarships.
Oh, sure. And Stephanie, I mentioned Stephanie earlier. Stephanie got a $2,000 scholarship through the FFA organization. And that's one of the first ones I think I've ever gotten in my 20-some years of teaching. And but that just goes to show you what type of student Stephanie is. I mean, she done a lot through FFA, and she was always happy and excited about what she was doing. She was a good leader, and like I said, she'll do a good job in ag business. And I hope she continues her career as a farm broadcaster, because she'll do a really good job.
I'm always continuously impressed whenever I hear about FFA students from across the state. So congratulations on having such a good student class and doing such a good job instructing them.
I appreciate that very much. I just want to mention, too, about Shelby Hines. She's continuing what she's doing, landscaping. She took on a job here towards the end of the school year, putting in a memorial garden for Lana Odorizzi. Lana unfortunately passed away of cancer, and she was a teacher at Gillespie Elementary as a PE teacher, and all the students and teachers loved her. And anyway, Shelby took that on to make a design, and they're putting in a memorial garden behind the school, and Shelby's taking that on and doing a really nice job, and I think everyone's excited about that.
Not only is Spencer proud of his older students who are graduating, he's also looking forward to the younger ones who are coming in.
Yeah, I just want to mention some of my other students. I had some I had a junior, Desiree Manis, a sophomore, Amber Manis, that participated not only in a lot of chapter activities, but section contest. And then my freshman, I had Nick Jarman, Jake Martin, Trent Whitfield, Nick Wyatt, and Alex Wells all participated in a lot of activities this year. And Alex, matter of fact, Alex Wells was a top green hand in the section this year as far as participation points. So he excelled. He placed first in poultry and also in horticulture competition. So I look forward to a lot of good things out of these freshman kids this year.
Again, that was Rick Spencer from Gillespie talking about his FFA students. At the Montgomery County Fairgrounds on Friday, there was the Swine Show. Winners of the Swine Show included Cooper Bertolini of Morrisonville with the champion Duroc and the champion Crossbred Barrow, Caleb Kaiser of Butler with the champion Yorkshire, champion Chester White, and champion All Other Breeds, Cameron Harmon of Morrisonville with the champion Hampshire, Craig Bertolini of Witt with the champion All Polands, Vance Stewart of Raymond with champion Crossbred, and Dahlia Bertolini of Witt with the champion Purebred Barrow. The Macoupin County Fair kicks off this week. We'll have show results from that later in the week. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.